Origin and Evolution of Ultra-Diffuse Galaxies in Different Environments, by Jose A. Benavides et al. We study the formation of ultra-diffuse galaxies, UDGs, using the cosmological hydrodynamical simulation TNG-50 of the Illustris TNG suite. We define UDGs as dwarf galaxies in the stellar mass range 7.5 is less than or equal to log Mr. M Sun is less than or equal to 9 that are in the 5% most extended tail of the simulated mass size relation. This results in a sample of UDGs with half mass radii RH star is greater than or equal to 2 kpc and surface brightness between 24.5 and 28 mag ARCSEC2, similar to definitions of UDGs in observations. The large cosmological volume in TNG-50 allows for a comparison of UDG's properties in different environments, from the field to galaxy clusters with virial mass M200 approximately 2 times 10 to the power of 14 M Sun. All UDGs in our sample have dwarf mass halos M200 approximately 10 to the power of 11 M Sun and show the same environmental trends as normal dwarfs. Field UDGs are star-forming and blue while satellite UDGs are typically quiescent and red. The TNG-50 simulation predicts UDGs that populate preferentially higher spin halos and more massive halos at fixed MISTAR compared to non-UDG dwarfs. This applies also to most satellite UDGs, which are actually "born" UDGs in the field and infall into groups and clusters without significant changes to their size. We find, however, a small subset of satellite UDGs is less than or equal to 10% with present-day stellar size a factor is greater than or equal to 1.5 larger than at infall, confirming that tidal effects, particularly in the lower mass dwarfs, are also a viable formation mechanism for some of these dwarfs, although subdominant in this simulation. This was Origin and Evolution of Ultra-Diffuse Galaxies in Different Environments, by Jose A. Benavides et al.